First meeting of the season between the Silvertips and the Kamloops Blazers right around the corner here from Sandman Center. Mike Benton with you and joining us now, Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. First off, Kevin, last evening quite the offensive output. 5 power play goals, not often we can talk about that explosion for one game. What kind of a message do you think that might send about the potential of this club offensively?
Well, I think it's a confidence builder when you score on the power play. You got to remember, power plays, a good power play is about 20% successful. So you're still failing 80% of the time, and that can wear on you a little bit. So getting some goals makes you believe the things you're doing will work if you can execute. And that was clearly the game. I thought, you know, you could wrap it up in that 5-minute power play. They either were going to kill it and get momentum, or we were going to score some goals during that. So when you get those 5-minute power plays in games, sometimes that's the game in its entirety, and it really was. I mean, that was the turning point of the game, and the fact we got some goals and gave us the lead we needed to complete the game.
Funny enough how it's all circled around Noah Jolson and the turn, the circumstances with losing him initially before the end of the first period, but then the rally and him back on the ice as well. Really anything connected as far as him coming back for just a bit and that warrior mentality that's often preached inside the room?
Well, you know, I can't speak to exactly how he was feeling medically because I didn't. Obviously, we've talked to the trainer and discussed the injury, but in that moment, I was coaching and the trainer was helping him in terms of his injury. I think probably the way that worked is, you know, Noah is a warrior, so if he feels he can contribute and it's not something that's going to put his long-term health in jeopardy, he's the kind of kid that's going to find a way to help. But then the score became, you know, 3-0, 4-0, and at that point, it didn't make sense to keep him playing, so he's going to try warm-ups tonight, and if he feels he can go, he'll play. If there's some serious issue with the injury, then we're going to need to get him some rest.
We talked a little more about the emergence of Patrick Bykov as last night progressed. Biggest difference for him this season, is it more physically or is it more mentally?
I think mentally. I mean, Patrick's always had a good skill set. I think the mental side of his game has improved a lot over the course of the 4 years he's been here. You know, the obvious things, I think he's a more confident player with the puck. That makes him more dangerous. And I think his just whole approach to the game and the work you got to put in on a night-to-night basis, so just from an attitude towards the game, I think it's just dramatically improved. And he's become a very, very good person and a very good player.
This evening would produce a pretty juicy matchup in net. Two goaltenders who might be with Hockey Canada in about a month, Carter Hart and Connor Ingram. How often would you buy into the theory that this would be maybe a mental boost, a mental challenge for the goaltender on your side?
Well, generally they say in goaltending, your contest is yourself and the puck. But I can't imagine two guys who are competing to play at the World Junior Tournament aren't aware that, you know, the other guy they're competing with for a job is at the other end of the rink. I think that's impossible not to. But I think the advice, if I haven't talked to Carter about that, but if he came to me and was wondering about that, I would say that, you know, you focus on what your job is, and that's your job to be ready and compete on every puck that you have to stop from going in your net.
There's been mutual respect between yourself and Don Hay about the competitiveness in this head-to-head series, and coming off of what was a 7-goal loss for the Blazers, he addressed the challenge and the opponents that he had for this week. What would you expect out of a Don Hay coach club given those circumstances?
Well, I think if teams are relatively equal competitively, I would say that in sport I've seen teams be better after a loss than after a win. Some people might think differently. Well, you lost, your confidence is down. I think it's the opposite. I think if you're a decent team with decent talent and you lose, you don't like it and you want to respond to it. So I generally bet on the team that's lost, not the team that's won. And I thought we played good last night in part because we didn't like losing to Spokane and we had a good team reaction to that. So we played good because of our loss. So now we come in off a 6-1 win and Donnie and the Kamloops Blazers and his team are sitting on a 7-0 loss. I can't imagine they're not going to be an unbelievably good team tonight based on that loss, based on good coaching, based on the fact they're 8-2 at home. So I think we're going to be in for a whirlwind of a game, and we need to be ready and we need to be into the moment. We need to be so focused on the energy we're putting into each shift, especially early in the game.
I wanted to ask you, with your input, some of the discussion for the Hockey Roll this last week was the validity of the morning skate, more or less by a default standard. How much can rest be helpful here for the Silvertips, given that not many of these guys took the ice here for this morning, coming off a home game, and then all of a sudden a six-hour bus right here into Kamloops?
Well, this is unique, and it happens, you know, in junior hockey it happens, unfortunately, more than you want, where you have bad travel and tough schedules. In the NHL, they do everything they can to avoid that. So we can't avoid the fact we're going to be a little tired tonight. But, you know, almost everything we do, Mike, as you've been around the coaching staff now a couple years, we do everything with trying to add a bit of science and study to make sure our facts are facts and not just an idea. And we have found ourselves that we are much better by not skating. All the analytics we do and the studies we have done, we're a better team when we don't skate in the morning and we save the energy for the game at night.
Kevin, thank you as always. That's Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. We'll come back in a bit here from Kamloops, and you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380.